Hey everybody, we want to highlight some of the great things that are happening in our community, and something I really want you to pay attention to is if you're in the mood for some awesome spring sports events, Evergreen High School has begun the spring season, and there's some exciting teams. I'm going to tell you, our baseball team's looking good. Our softball team last week brought home a couple W's. So if you'd like to find out what sporting events that you can attend this spring, you can go to the Evergreen Wolverines Instagram page. It's at EHS Wolverines on Instagram and find out the schedule. They usually do an upcoming week schedule of their sporting events. And you can find out about the boys soccer team, the girls tennis team, baseball, softball, our track kids, our girls golf team. We have a girls golf team.
What?
I'm pretty excited about that. And yeah, so there's all kinds of fun events to check out and support our teenagers, our local youth athletes, and sit outside and enjoy spring weather. Hey White Center, we are here again. Happy to be with you. It's a beautiful day. It happens to be a beautiful, gorgeous Seattle day outside right now. That's exciting enough. This is Pat Thompson. Nice to be with you. And I'm here with Zach Hamilton.
Hey. Is
doing the production thing for us. Always grateful for that. And I love how he gives himself props. Good for you, Zach. But today we've got two people in the studio that are that I'm really excited to have a conversation with. You've probably met them around town because they're both very visible, very busy, doing a lot of things on behalf of the community. So we thought we'd bring them in here and have them talk about the things that they're up to, both this spring, this summer, and even into the fall. So here is Rashid Smallwood and Peanut. Go. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, hi you guys. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
We're good. So just to let our audience know, I'm serious. These two sort of get it done around the community. I can't even begin to tell you all the ways that they are moving and advocating for young people and serving the community. I mean, it's a lot and it's everything. So we're glad to have you guys in here. First of all, I want to kind of talk about Peanut. Peanut's on deck because Peanut's got some things going on. But will you tell us about kind of, are you from White Center? Did you grow up here? Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I grew up here. I was raised by my grandmother over in Park Lake Homes, Site 1.
Nice.
White Center Heights. I went to White Center Heights, Cascade, and then Evergreen when there were small schools. I was part of the Arts Academy. Yeah, way back, class of 2010.
Did you meet Frank in middle school or did you meet him at Arts Academy?
I met him in middle school over at the church.
Was he funny?
He was so funny. The first time I ever met Frank, he was belting a song coming down the steps.
Really?
Downstairs. That was the very first time I'd met him. I was downstairs, we had like Young Doves practice or something, and with Zach, and he came down, and I was like, "Who is this?" And that was the first time I ever met Frank, and we've been best friends ever since.
Hey, back up! I want you to talk about Young Doves a second, and then how did you know Zach?
I met Zach. I don't know, my friends. I had just transferred back into the district because I went to Denny for a bit. And I came back to Cascade, and my old friends from White Center Heights were like, hey, we go hang out at the church. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, so then I walked up here with them after school one day and met Zach, and we just started dancing. And like, that was a really pivotal moment for me, because I was going through some things, and everyone at Cascade I knew growing up, but it still felt like, you know, I was a new girl. Right. And then when I came to the church and to the Young Doves, I finally had like my place.
Wow.
And I used to be super shy and like super quiet. And then when I came here, I was not that at all. I was complete opposite of whatever that was. So it really helped me. And like dance like really went off from there, because mm-hmm. then I danced all throughout high school and college and my adult life.
But wow.
All because of the Young Doves.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. I mean, I knew you were part of Young Doves, but I don't think I slowed down enough to think about exactly that you're still doing this. You're still very much active as a dancer and teaching young kids to sort of find their way to dance. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I danced at Evergreen and I started a dance team there.
Yep.
And then I came back after college and coached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you end up with your tag name, Peanut?
That actually happened in high school on the dance team, because I was kind of the smallest
on the team. Peanut.
Yeah. But it stuck. And it stuck forever.
Own it, girl. Own it.
Yeah. That's my name now.
And then Rashid, what about you? Have you lived in White Center for a long time, or when did you?
So I was born in California, mm-hmm. but then I grew up in White Center. So I spent my whole life pretty much out there, about 20 years. And then I recently moved, but now I'm back out here again, just giving back to the community as much as possible. But also White Center Heights, you know, so yep. Cascade.
Yep.
And it just went on from there. So I have the same friends that I had then that I have now, you know, even more now because I know more people.
Do you remember, like, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but when did you meet Justin? What, how old were you?
When I met Justin, I feel like I was like maybe around 11,
uh-huh.
something like that. He was my first basketball coach, which was crazy because, like, he's not that much older than me.
Yeah.
I think he's only like 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
But in our eyes, we always thought that he was like, you know, in his 30s, and we're only 13.
Oh, man.
So we're like, we didn't know he was 18 coaching us. And he was taking us to our games, like our first games, things like that. And that's how we implemented dedication, desire, discipline was through him. And that's why we go by 3D. So when I see my friends that grew up with us, we still live by those three things: dedication, desire, discipline. I actually have the tattoo on me now because that's what I live by, not even on basketball no more. It's about just life.
Yep. Tell us, what are the 3Ds again?
So it's dedication, desire, and discipline.
That's great.
So I was like, we live through that every day.
Did all your friends get that tattoo or just you?
Just me so far. I don't know if anybody else is going to do it, but we definitely live by it. So every time we see each other, that's what we bring up.
That's a good tattoo.
Yeah.
So both Peanut and Rashid currently work at the Log Cabin, which is down there at Steve Cox Memorial Park. And this past Friday, I was able to attend one of their events, which was amazing. An event that was put on by Highly Hated Foundation and the Log Cabin. And so can you guys tell me a little bit about that? How did that start, or what is the goal of What's Up White Center?
Honestly, it started a few years ago. Justin actually started it. Mm-hmm. And when he started it, it was just basically being able to bring the alumni back mm-hmm. to be able to give back like their time, but also meet some of the young ones. So like when he says, that's why it's called What's Up White Center, was because when we walking around White Center, we should be able to go up to people and be like, what's up? What's you up? Know, like, hey, how you doing? Like, I know you from somewhere. So when we did it this past Friday, at first I was like, you know, because Justin passed it on to me, was like, go ahead and do it. But I was thinking more of like, let's play games with the kids. Let's make it where it's like more of you're interacting with kids in different ways. Mm-hmm. But then when I talked to him, he made it make sense. Like, nah, we want it to be where we're having a discussion, and that's when it clicked. If they're going to have a discussion and they're going to talk for the whole hour and a half or whatever it is, let them do that. Because like me and Peanut were saying, is that the kids love basketball, but not many kids will sit and give you their time to be able to talk about things like gang violence or things like that. So when they got into that moment, we were like, we're not going to stop them.
Right.
Because their brains is working. They connecting with the youth, like with the adults as well. And so that's why when we looked at it, we were like, we got the alumni, but then we were also working with the future alumni. So that was the best part, being able to see, you know.
That was pretty meaningful, actually. Powerful to sit at a table with teenagers talking about the things that they feel are valuable in the community. We did talk about gang violence and, you know, kind of how, what are the ways that they believe we can prevent it? And then just some other things that are important to them. I really appreciated that. What will you guys do with those surveys, the answers to those questions?
I actually still have them, and I'm going through them now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But what I'm going to plan on doing is when I meet with places like the schools and stuff like mm-hmm. that, middle schools mm-hmm. and things like that, we're going to bring it to the table.
Yeah.
As in saying, we actually met with a lot of the young ones, and this is their answers. Yep. We've tried our way. Let's go ahead and give them a chance.
Yep.
You know, we always say, let's tell them what to do. Instead, let's start listening to them and understanding what they need in this community to be able to make this community a better community.
That's really good. The girls that I was sitting with had such great ideas. And I think what was also valuable is these young people appreciated being asked, and that being at the table with people who are older than them, the alumni, that they also appreciated being able to share their ideas with the older folks, you know. And I think it's that thing where, of course, everyone loves it when they're seen and heard. So it was a great night, and I totally felt it. I felt that that value was at play, and I think kids felt it too. You know, were you running games upstairs? There was a time when people were kind of upstairs playing basketball. Were you running games up there?
Oh, no. They were having a three-point contest and a free throw contest up in the gym. And I took Coach K up because she hadn't done her turn yet.
Yeah.
And I got to watch her shoot. She was very close to being perfect, 7-for-7, but I give her a 6.5 because the ball went in and then popped back out on the last one.
She was heated about that.
Yeah, she was pretty upset about that last one.
Yeah. She said she was close last year, too.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was very close.
Yeah. Who won?
It was Joseph. He won three-point contest. He mm-hmm. shot 6 out of 7. Oh, no.
No, that was Nathan.
Sorry, Nathan. Nathan won with 6 out of 7 for threes, and then Joseph won 7 for 7 for free throws.
Those are our 13-year-olds, by the way.
They play on our 8th-grade basketball team.
Our 13-year-olds.
That's exciting.
Outshot the seniors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things going on, not just What's Up White Center. I know, Peanut, you've got something coming up this Friday, right?
Yes. So I have our cultural connection night over at the Log Cabin. In the past, we've had Got Talent, which is our typical talent show. Log Cabin's Got Talent, and a visual art contest. And this year, we're trying to do something different. We're trying to honor our community and our cultures and our identity and bring people in to showcase, you know, some of their pride mm-hmm. and their cultures and, you know, storytelling or songs, dance, music. We're also still hosting our visual art contest. So that's still going to be part of the show. Ages 12 to 19, if they have art to submit, they can still submit it to me. The first place prize is a trophy and $50. And then second and third place is trophy and $25 each.
And they get money?
That piece.
Yeah.
I might
have
to
post.
Yeah. So when 18, give them some of my
art. Ain't nobody want to see your
ain't
art.
Ain't nobody. Right. Oh, my gosh. But we also, so we have a bunch of.
I was going to ask, those prizes, are those, is that contest going on just for the visual art?
Just the visual art pieces. Okay. The talent part is now just going to be the cultural representation, so right. cultural performances, and we will have raffle prizes, though. So we'll have a raffle prize for those who enter the mm-hmm. contest, the visual art contest, and then a raffle basket for those who attend.
That sounds like a great night. I can't wait. That's this Friday.
Yeah, we have a bunch of different cultures lined up. We have like an Ethiopian coffee ceremony, mm-hmm. Khmer dancing, Vietnamese fan dancing.
Wow.
A bunch of different acts lined up.
And then did you say what time?
5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Oh, and there's going to be a fashion walk. So, So we're asking if you would like to wear your cultural attire or bring something that represents your culture to share at the show, then you're more than welcome to.
Sounds like a great night. 5 o'clock at the log cabin. Is it inside and outside, or is it it's just all inside?
Inside, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. Rashid, I think that most, well, I would be surprised if there are people in White Center, people listening, who haven't heard about Highly Hated. But for those few of you that haven't, I'd love for you to just talk about Highly Hated, the brand, both the clothing and the foundation piece.
So Highly Hated started back in 2019, and it started off as just a brand, and it was for the community. So it was basically just something about, like, the words hated is always looked at as in a negative way, but we were trying to figure out a way to make it into something positive. So we look at the words hated and we think about, oh, we done overcame so much in our life that we are now, you know, proved we proved all our doubters wrong. And so I just looked at it and was like, you know what, let's go ahead and push this as something. If nobody was to like it, at least I would.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so from there, it just grew onto, like, the youth. So they understood that it's not like, this is something negative. So when their parents see them wearing it, they know, like, that's actually a positive meaning behind what this kid got on. And this kid supports something positive. As it grew, I just started to really think, like, what if it became something different? Like, my biggest goal was to always work with youth and things like that. So the foundation came in. And people don't notice, but it wasn't supposed to be called Highly Hated Foundation.
Really?
It was actually supposed to be called Better Life Choices.
I do remember that.
And then the reason why we didn't go with it is because people were like, when they think of me or, like, just community work that I've done, it's Highly Hated. So they're like, why change it to something that the kids don't know? At least if, you know, if a kid comes up and hears Better Life Choices, they're going to think I'm not part of that because I don't know what it is. But if you put Highly Hated Foundation behind, like, in front of it, then they're going to say, you know what, that's something I'm behind. And so I just went ahead and went up with Highly Hated Foundation, which started 2023. And it's still growing, you know, and each day gets better and better. But that's how we were able to put on different events.
Like, when you think about the work of the Highly Hated Foundation, what is it? What's the main thing that you think about?
Youth and creating young leaders. And that's what is basically the biggest goal for us, is being able to make, like, a big impact on our community, but also show the kids that they can be successful. You know what I mean? And not only that, the community has their back.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's basically the whole, that's what the foundation's for, is the community. So it don't matter how old you are. We support everybody. You know what I mean?
That's great. So what are some of the things you've got going on this year?
So we just had, like you said, What's Up White Center. We also have an event in July. Well, before I get to July, let me get into June. We got Peace in the Hood coming up, which is also the job fair. That'll be on Wednesday, June 5th. And the job fair usually starts around 3. The basketball tournament, 3-on-3, will start around 4:30-ish. That gives people time to go inside and look at the resources that they have. Also, the employers that are hiring usually on the spot. So, like, they have jobs opening right then and there.
The job fair is happening inside the log cabin.
On June 5th.
Got it.
While the basketball will be outside.
Got it. And is anybody invited?
Everybody's invited. So it's like, you know, usually we work with 12 to 19, but for the job fair, it's like we want everybody. Peace in the Hood, basketball, that age is 12 to 18, but we want everybody to come out and just support.
And all that is happening at the log cabin and the outdoor basketball court.
Yeah, the basketball part will be all outdoors, things like that. We'll have prizes as well, just for, like, you know, everybody. We're trying to, like, make sure we get shirts, because it's like it's good for us to do shirts, because it's always something that kids can look at and be like, man, I was a part of that. You know, something to remember.
Right.
Or if they don't win a raffle prize, at least they left with something.
Right. So, and then what else?
And then right after that, July 20th, we got Go Time coming back. We're not necessarily sure if the name is going to always be the, it's going to be the same right then. But basically what Go Time is an event that we did in White Center about 2 years ago. And we put together an event that showcased all of our local artists or small businesses. They were able to come out and vend, things like that. So we're bringing it back, but we're trying to make it a little bit bigger this year. We're trying to partner with, like, Easy Does It for Lowrider Group.
Yep.
And
I know them cats.
Yeah, so we're trying to make it where they come out, and you know what I mean? Like, basically, let's make it a whole group effort. Because we're like, we can build together. And so if they do their show in the morning all the way to like 4:30 or something like that, you know, like lowriders, they can have a little contest.
Right.
But then after that, we would have our local performers come on to stage and just be able to perform freely. And the thing is, we want everybody to come out, but we also want to invite those local performers. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to start White Center before we reach out somewhere else and try to get people that's from like Federal Way, things like that. Right. Let's keep it local for now, and then eventually go from there, you know? Or like small businesses. That's who we want vending first, is the ones that's trying to grow.
So, Peace in the Hood, go time.
Yep, July 20th.
And then anything else?
And then we have, of course, Feed the Streets. That'll be in November. I haven't set a date on that. And what Feed the Streets is an event that we come out and we give back to the White Center community. So usually we're at Bartels, like the old Bartels. Yeah. And we just give out about 200 plates to anybody and everybody. Yep. Gotcha. So then anybody and everybody can eat. And that's why we called it Feed the Streets. Is because we were like, we don't want it to be where it's like we're just feeding one specific group. Nah, we're feeding everybody. Because I was like, when we were younger, we didn't have that. Just walking around and people be like, oh, you want a water? We might be thirsty, might not have money. Yeah. But just because we wasn't homeless, people didn't think that. Yeah. So it's like, instead, we're giving it to everybody. First come, first serve. Families pull up.
What time does that start?
Usually that How goes.
Much food will you have?
So the goal is to beat our number from this year. And this year we did like 210 plates. So we're hoping to hit around maybe 220 plates.
Because I'll take about five by myself.
That's perfect. That's perfect. See?
I'm just playing,
We don't know exactly what time it'll be this year yet or the date, but it is always in November, like the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And the reason why is because we look at it as like, you know, for Thanksgiving, a lot of people eating with their families and things like that. Yeah. So we give the community a chance to come out and eat with their families, you know, because we're all family.
Last, cool. You had spaghetti. Is it, do you have a... Do you have a menu already? Do you have a menu that you're thinking about or the menu that you did last year?
I think the last 2 years we've done spaghetti, fried chicken, a roll, and then like a water or something like that.
Yeah.
And then dessert. So this year I think we're changing it up and doing mac and cheese. I think we're going to keep the fried chicken and then, of course, the roll.
Yeah.
So we're just switching it up this year, but it's been going for 7 years now.
Yep.
And I think it started off with just sandwiches. Turkey, ham, and then also peanut butter and jelly.
Food is food, y'all.
Okay, you this know. Reminds me.
Yeah.
This reminds me. I went to What's Up White Center. Did the chicken come from SARS?
It sure did. Yep, it came from SARS.
Okay, I hadn't had chicken from SARS in a very long time.
So it was what, ever since?
Yeah, and I'm like, this chicken is the best. Biting into a wonderful memory.
Yep. And you can tell it's SARS.
Listen, right away. I was like, where have you been?
Where have you been?
I know, where have I been? Yeah. And like I keep going to Popeyes. I'm like, no, man, it's at SARS.
It
used to be Albertsons.
Yes.
Man, we used to get those big buckets of chicken for the because once a month the church that Zach and I used to go to. Once a month we'd have a potluck, and somebody would always get the 64-piece chicken. It would be awesome. We'd go down there and order it in the morning and come to find out, like, there were three other churches that ordered that chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good memory. Thanks for the chicken.
Of course.
That's amazing.
Well, I'd love for people to know how to find Highly Hated.
They can find Highly Hated on Instagram. We have Highly Hated Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Highly Hated Foundation.
Right. So there's two Instagram pages.
Yes.
Yep.
And we're currently working on the website for the foundation.
Right.
And then, but the highlyhatedclothing.com is up and running as well.
Yeah.
So if they ever wanted to support, I always tell people when they like support the brand, it goes back into the foundation itself. Yeah. Like no matter what you look at it, it's like... Like I said, we didn't do this like to make no millions of dollars. It was just basically something to give our community something. It's like everybody's charging them $80 for a hoodie.
Right.
For what? Our kids can't afford that, especially if you know our area. Right. So it's like give them the opportunity. So that's why when kids come up to me and be like, you know, I'm cold. It's like, here, take the hoodie.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather, you know, not charge you. but you still be warm. Not many people want to do that.
It's a good looking hoodie too. It's a good looking brand. So Rashid, if somebody wanted to give to Highly Hated Foundation or find you to give to your work, what's the best way to do that right now?
They can follow me on Instagram at Highly Hated Foundation for that side, or they can reach out to me at Rashid at highlyhatedfoundation.com.
Yeah. I know Rashid was telling me earlier today that their website is getting worked on right now, and so there'll be a donate button on the website when they're ready. Yes, most definitely. Until then, if you'd like to give to the Highly Hated Foundation and the awesome things that they're doing, find Rashid on Instagram, send a DM, and then he'll let you know how to give, right?
Most definitely.
So, but it'll be, when they get their website up, it'll be way easier to give, and I think y'all should give. So what's coming up is, what's the name of the culture?
Culture Connection Night.
Culture Connection Night is this Friday, and then Peace in the Hood is happening in June 5th, which also comes along with the job fair. And then Go Time with Easy Does It, which I can say that's going to be a fun night. Just it'll be a great community night. That's in July 20th. And then Feed the Streets is coming up in November. And so that just sounds like a packed rest of the year for you guys.
Always.
And we're totally excited to be there with you. Did you guys have any closing remarks for us?
I appreciate y'all for having us.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate y'all for having us too, and you know, thank you, Zach, for you know everything of my childhood and you know raising me.
That's awesome. Thank you for raising Peanut, Zach. But listen, we'll have you on more because as events keep happening and you know wanting to make sure we kind of get your stuff amplified, we'll definitely have you back. And then the other thing that we forgot to mention is I know that Highly Hated has got a couple fundraisers happening to help fund these events, and one is I think we're doing a pancake breakfast.
Yes,
so a couple times this summer breakfast. Which yep. I have something to ask you about that. We'll do that off mic.
Oh yeah.
So one or two pancake breakfasts, and then I think you should tell them the big awesome fundraiser that you're doing.
The kickball tournament?
Yes.
Oh yeah, the kickball tournament. Yeah. So the thing about the kickball tournament was that we did it for our 30 year at the Log Cabin, and honestly, we didn't expect it to be this big. Where it was like 110 players that played.
Yeah, it was sick. But then
it was like 100 people watching. So yeah. It was like, at that point, we're like, okay, we have to do this again.
Right, and why not?
So now we're like, let's go ahead and make it like a fundraiser event where, you know, the kids get to go and have fun still. Because the kids want it back. Everybody keeps asking for it back. Yeah. So we're like, let's just make it happen.
Did you guys utilize the field?
We used all three fields.
All three fields. And the stadium? What? The stadium, yeah. Okay.
So we're like, let's go ahead and bring that back, which is going to be amazing. Because we know for a fact that everybody was so intense with it.
Yeah, like, was it competitive?
Very competitive. My God. I'm calling it out now. Justin, you might be banned. But he was competitive. Was competitive. I was like, all right. You know, but the thing about him is he's having so much fun while doing it, and the kids love it. It's not even like he's talking trash to the kids. It's just more of he's getting all the kids out. It don't matter. If they kick it up in the air, I'm catching it.
You know, so that's happening. We're thinking August, right? Did you say the date?
Yeah, we're thinking August right at the end. I think it was the last Saturday in August.
Can't wait.
Yeah, definitely.
That's gonna be amazing. I think that'll be like the community event of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying it. I think it is.
Maybe like a end of summer back to school kickoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, thanks you guys for coming out. We'll have you back for sure. For sure. For sure. But for really sure. Appreciate you too.
Appreciate
Thank
y'all.
You. Thank appreciate you. Y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.